We're back in the locker room. He's Wolf, I'm Tunch, and we thank you for hanging out with us this morning. And you know, this year we lost Mr. Rooney, who's had a tremendous impact on so many here locally in Pittsburgh, in the National Football League, throughout the region, country, and even in Ireland. And so we thought we'd take a segment every Tuesday to remember the ambassador and talk about him. Last week it was me and Wolf telling DMR stories. But joining us today from Steelers TV, Steelers Digest, Steelers Radio Network, our good friend Bob Labriola. Labs, thanks for joining us, buddy.
Sure, Tunch.
Hey, so,
happy to be here.
So you were close to Mr. Rooney, and one of the things that we always talk about is the humility. And you know, just kind of share a little bit about being with a guy that's a Hall of Famer and the owner of the most storied franchise, maybe in all sport, but for sure in the National Football League, and just a regular great guy.
Yeah, the one that I'll never forget. Because, you know, I was right there. It was, I don't know, shortly after Super Bowl 43. So I'm going to guess March 2009, somewhere in there. And, you know, lunch for Dan Rooney was something that, you know, was kind of a, you know, a social thing as well. I mean, he would walk around the offices and try and, you know, drum up people. You know, he'd say, you know, I'm going downstairs. And that was, I'm going downstairs to get something to eat. Why don't you come down and sit at the table, you know, so we can kibitz. And he loved it. Uh-huh. And, you know, you learn, if you took the time, which, you know, I tried to do as often as possible, and I regret now that I didn't do it every time, and just sat there, I mean, you learned a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it was after lunch, and Kevin Colbert, I was there. Dan Rooney, maybe someone else, and we were back just outside the what is now the Bill Nunn draft room in that area of this, the offices here at the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex. And his secretary at the time, her name was Jan, she had just gotten a phone call, and she put it on hold. And since he was standing, I don't know, maybe 10 yards away, she just said, "Mr. Rooney, the president is on the phone." And he said, "Which one?" And she said, because by that time, you know, Barack Obama had been elected.
Yeah.
And she said, "The president of Ireland." He said, "Oh, okay, I need to talk to him." And then he excused himself from us and went over to take the call. The other one I'll never forget was, in 2008, that season, we played in Washington against the Redskins, Monday Night Football, the day before the presidential election, the night before the presidential election. So Dan Rooney had told Bert Lawton, the PR guy, he said, "I do not want to sit in the owner's box for this game because TV cameras will be all over me," because, you know, he was out there in terms of supporting Barack Obama.
Right.
He said, "And I don't want this to be about politics or about me." He said, "So find me a seat in the press box." So I guess, you know, if you want to be among the slappies, you sit next to me.
Yeah.
That's where he was, in the second or third row or whatever. And shortly into the second half, I mean, the Steelers had started to assert their will and were slapping the Redskins around pretty good physically, even though it might not have been reflected on the scoreboard. And his cell phone rang.
Yeah.
It was Michelle Obama.
Uh-huh.
Calling him to say, you know, good game or whatever. And, you know, they talked a little bit. He wished her luck tomorrow in the election. And but, I mean, that's the kind of thing. And then the other one, the other side of him is that, and I saw this happen because there was a press conference going to be at Heinz Field for the Steelers' 75th season, and I was to speak, so I was nervous. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just kind of pacing around up there at the club level, and, you know, I'm looking out the window and just trying to because it still was about half an hour before it was going to start. And I could see, you know, there's that parking lot. They call it the satellite lot, which is where they park the satellite trucks during home games for the news stations to beam out their signals. But it's right next to the door there where the media and, you know, the executive offices are and all that stuff at Heinz Field. And there are two reserved, at the time, there were two reserved parking spaces in that lot only. One was for Dan Rooney. The other one was for Art Rooney II. So Dan and his son, Art, came to this press conference together. So they rode in one car. So they, you know, the gate goes down, they pull in, and there was a guy here who we all knew as George. And George was, you know, a retired printer and whatever. He was a sergeant in the Army. He was an older guy, retired from every job he had. But he was a courier, and he would just ferry stuff back and forth from Heinz Field to the South Side, you know, merchandise stuff to wherever their office was at the time, and just kind of drove around the city with, you know, little packages and mail and whatever. So he pulls in right behind Art's car. So Dan gets out and walks around and moves the cone from the other reserved parking space so that George could park there closest to the door so that the old guy wouldn't have to carry the mail bin so far.
That's beautiful.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, to me, that one of the things I love, Labs, was I'd heard the statement about Mr. Rooney said he walks with kings, but he's a man of the people. And then when we went to the funeral service, it played out in real time. Everybody from Barack Obama to Jerry Jones to Bob Kraft to Roger Goodell, they're all there. But as we were sitting there, past me, people passed down the aisle who were wearing jeans and hoodies. And
from the neighborhood.
Yeah, from the neighborhood. And it was just, to me, a remarkable fleshed-out example of what people had talked about. He did walk with kings, and he was a man of the people.
So here's one for you. Before she was my wife was Dan Rooney's secretary.
Marianne.
Yes. And so she told me that he had a favorite poem, Ralph Waldo Emerson. And I'm going to try and do this.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to make it.
Yeah.
Believe me.
Okay, here we go.
We're here for you, brother.
Yeah, okay. We got you.
The purpose of life is not to be happy. It is to be useful, to be honorable, to be compassionate.
Wow. Oh, that's a great, those are great
words.
No,
it's not done.
Yeah.
To have it make some difference that you have lived and lived well. I think he made it.
Yeah. It was great. The funny thing is, we both know Marianne really well, and I always tell the story about during the strike in 87 Mr. Rooney took the replacements up to Johnstown, and they had camp up there, and he heard through the grapevine that I was looking for a field to practice on, and he calls me up, which he's not supposed to have any contact with me, and he said, hey, there's a key on Marianne's desk at Three Rivers in the offices. You didn't get it for me, you know? and it was a key to the Northside practice field. And, you know, I love that. Hey, the story I wanted to ask you to recollect is when at the opening of Giants, the new Giants Stadium, when Mr. Rooney got.
You were there.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't hear it.
I was there standing next to you, Labs. I thought it was tremendous.
But tell that story. I love the way you tell it.
Well, he was in the press box. He would always come over to shoot the breeze with, as he said, with the writers. So he came over, and we were all talking, me, Ed Bouchette, Gene Collier, whoever else might have been there, maybe a guy from New York or something. So we're just standing there talking, and this older security guard, I don't know, stadium employee, right, whatever you might want to call him, comes up to him and says, you don't have a credential. You're not allowed to be in here. So he said, okay, and he left. And then the guy turns to me and says, who was that? And I said, well, really nobody. I said, he's the U.S. ambassador to Ireland. He's the owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers and a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He said, oh, wow. I said, well, you know, maybe next time you should know who you're throwing out before you throw them out of here. So the next day, I get a phone call from Pat Hanlon, who's an executive vice president of the New York Giants, used to work here at the Steelers.
Yeah.
And I think Ed Bouchette may have tweeted something about it, you know, just in the sense that, you know, Dan Rooney just left. He didn't try and big time the guy.
Right.
So Pat said, were you there? I said, yeah. He said, what was the guy's name? I said, Pat, I'm not giving you his name. I said, because I know what's going to happen. I said, you're going to fire this guy. And then Dan Rooney finds out about it, and it's going to be my butt in a sling for costing some guy his job. And Pat says, well, what did he look like? I said, no, you're not catching me on that. I said, if you want to call him and ask him and he wants to give you the name, that's fine, but I'm not doing it. Because that's what would have happened.
Yeah.
I'm sure of it.
Hey, yeah. Labs, you left out the one sentence that I remember you saying, too, at the end. You turned to the guy after saying all that, and he said, have a nice day.
Yeah, well, because, again, I really wanted – there were a lot of things I wanted to say.
Yeah, but it was – your
I
own
– yeah.
That was just beautiful. It was icing on the top of the cake.
Yeah. Well, Labs, thanks for sharing. I know you had a special relationship with Mr. Rooney, and you were a big part of his book as well. And so appreciate you hanging out with us this morning, brother.
And even more so, thanks for the personal touch.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah, happy to do it.
All right. Thanks, Labs.
Thank you, brother.
Sure.
All right. Editor of Steelers Digest, Bob Labriola, joining us in the locker room. We're going to take a quick break. He's Woof, I'm Tunch, and you are in the locker room.